Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're really glad to be with you. We've got a guest with us, Kathy Rubio, who's given us some of our best information here in the course of The Common Sense Show, and I'm sure she's going to do the same again tonight, and we're going to be talking about geopolitics, and I have to tell you, we're living in a time that if you would have told me 10 years ago I'd be talking about some of these things, I would have said you're off your rocker. But we are here. That time is here. America's in big trouble. And we're going to be talking about that here with Kathy in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that this program is made possible by our storable food company. We call preparewithdave.com. No glyphosates, no GMOs, restaurant quality food, lots of variety, and the best prices. 70% off. We have 2 and 4 week supplies because you guys said, we can't buy 6 months at a time, Dave. And I said, okay, I get that. So we got the manufacturer to lower the price and to lower the dollar, the amount that we sell by. But you can buy as many as you want. And we encourage you to do that till you get to the six-month level. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. If you have food, you also have to have water. And we have the Alexa Pure Pro. You can get standing water while you're bugging out. You can purify the water in your house, which about three-fourths of you have the worst water ever. Oh, yeah, two-thirds have chromium-6. 218 million Americans have chromium-6, cancer-causing. Lead, that will kill you. Pharmaceuticals, that will permanently alter your brain. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. You need to clean your water. And we have the Alexa Pure Pro. They've got a special on right now on its already low price. So go to waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Food, preparewithdave.com. Water, waterwithdave.com. And now we have Kathy Rubio with thecommonsenseshow.com. Kathy, welcome to the show. I'm really glad you could join us.
Yep, I am too. And I'm looking for every platform I can possibly get on because we got some big news. And, of course, it involves the government trying to cover everything up. And so all of these caravans that you see coming in, this is a cover-up for a war that's being set up right now.
So you're saying that the caravan is at least serving, at least in some part, the role as a distractor.
Yeah, it is. And it's serving, well, it's serving for several purposes, Dave. I think I told you, I can't remember what we talked about, but I think I told you about the video that came out showing that our men, our militia, were on the border, and they're firing. They got into a firing match, and they've been in a firing match for 1 week over there.
Where at? Where is this at?
This is in the Texas border. One got shot yesterday, and I think one was shot the day before that or 2 days before that. Both of them only injured, not dead, thank God. These are militia, and they are Marines that are in there. But what happened is I got information yesterday morning, and I didn't know how to get to them and let them know ahead of time. And I didn't know if I should believe it or not believe it, because in this day and age, you don't know what the heck to believe. And so my information came and said that all of the cells of ISIS that are now in the country already and have been training for a long time in the different parks that we have here, And I even think some of them are training on our bases. Our military bases is what I mean. That they had a plan, and they were going to go down and from the back side come in, and they were going to surround things. And that's what happened yesterday. They went in, they surrounded, and they had them pinned down. And the Marines couldn't see anything. They couldn't see where they were. They didn't even know what they were firing at. Well, I believe now they probably weren't firing at man. They probably were firing at drones and didn't know it was drones. So we have a new tactic for war on the border. Now, who were they fighting? ISIS. ISIS is in here. How long have you and I been telling everybody this? Nobody wants to hear. But ISIS is definitely here. These people coming up the borders right now, before they ever left, there was a group that went ahead of them, a group of ISIS and Hamas. And the soldiers, I don't know what they call the soldiers from Iran, but there are some with them. They have now identified them. They are there, and they're waiting on one side to fight with these soldiers, along with the cartel. And the others are waiting inside. So our soldiers have learned a great lesson this week, and we need to be praying for all of them.
Is the threat to America's border, is it still emanating out of these terrorist-based training camps that you and I have discussed on the show
before?
Yes, it
is. Yes, it is.
Can you give us some more detail on that?
Well, the only thing that I've been told is that the system that they're using, how do I want to say this? The way they're going to come across the border is on all sides at one time. We have the Chinese on a base along not very far off the border in Mexico. That base has been there forever and a day now. And then we have the ISIS. They're all over inside the country. You remember, Dave, when I think it was about 2 years ago, might even be three now. Time goes so fast. Where there was a group of Middle Easterners, I will say Middle Easterners, I think they were ISIS. And they were training up on a mountain in Colorado. And
yes,
our
yes,
guys
I remember that,
caught
yes.
them. They all had guns, and our guys let them go. And I remember we talked about that then, and I said, what the heck? They let them go. On their merry way with their guns. They didn't even take the guns from them. This stuff has been going on for a long time. And Obama was the head of all of it. He's the one that brought all the ISIS in here. He's the one that let all the Muslims in here, the fanatical Muslims. He's the one that set them up in the parks so they could use the parks for training. And China, he gave how many parks to China in payment of what we owed China for our debt, along with all our houses. So China is now ready to collect. That brings me to what's going on down by Venezuela. We have now a total of 50 ships off the border of Grenada. I'm not knowing if they're our ships because we have identified some Chinese ships mixed in that bunch and some Russian ships. There are a total of 50 of them. Some of them are ours and some of them are theirs. We haven't figured out what they were doing there yet. Well, now, today, the president of Colombia, Duque, I think is his name. He's a murderer from the word go. And what do they call a liar that's our government officials? We call them that. The word won't come to me right now. But he is not a man to be reckoned with. And he today sent 20,000 of his soldiers to the border of Venezuela. He made a statement that Bolsonaro backed up. And if Bolsonaro gets in to become president, is he running in Argentina? I think it is.
Brazil.
Okay. Then those two together are going to help Venezuela against the United States, and China said today they would join in with them. Well, if China joins in, Russia.
This is classic. This is classic.
Yeah.
Kathy.
Yeah.
This whole conflict with Russia and China started over lack of use of the Federal Reserve note.
Yep.
As the world's currency reserve for oil. They went to gold, and that led to the BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
That's right.
So what you're saying makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and I've learned something today, too. I'm going to quit paying attention to the news anywhere else in the world except for India and the BRICS nations, because they don't have anything invested to lie to us for. So their reports on these caravans are totally different than what ours are.
I've been going to Russia today to read the caravan reports.
Yep. You just go to another country, because this country's not giving you the truth. So I found out today, because of the stuff that is going on the border, and because of that video that I told you about this morning, or whenever I talked to you, don't remember. A man put a video out last night showing 28 minutes of our soldiers in the fight on the border. And because that video was really important as to what was going on, and Trump did not know, Kevin Shipp was sent the video, and he sent it directly to Trump's desk this morning. When Trump saw what was going on with our soldiers, he then went from 800 soldiers to 5,000. He's now ordered 5,000 in, and they're already moving. They're already sending equipment in, and they're already moving, and they will be armed. So we're at war, as far as I can tell.
I can't say this is at the border, right?
At the border in Texas.
So do we have the context of the conflict? Is it marchers coming across armed and they open fire on American defenders? I mean, what's going on?
No, they thought that it was the ISIS group that was across the way in Mexico. But what it was the ISIS group that was already in the United States. They attacked them from behind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Martin ran a story with me a few days ago in which he has sources that says that arms are being pre-positioned for the dissidents that are already on this side of the border to assist the border crosses. So what you are talking about right here confirmed what Paul said 3 days ago on my show.
And here's another thing. You know, I couldn't figure out why Mattis and Trump don't get along. But I think I might have got a good handle on it today, because I heard today that Mattis is sending 40,000 troops out of the country.
What?
Yep. 40,000 of our men are being sent out of this country when we need them right here.
Well, it's one thing to do. You got to fire your Secretary of Defense. If he's not going to do what the president wants, he needs to be gone.
And that's his plan. I believe his plan is to hold on to him until right after the voting time. And then Mattis is likely gone.
I think Sessions is gone, too.
I hope so. Because it's time to move. We're not going to have much time to move after the voting takes place. And today, you know, my son came to visit me, and he said something very profound to me. It was like, hit me right in the head. This is true. He said, it doesn't matter who wins, because no matter what side it is, somebody's going to take to the streets.
Hmm.
And he went out and they got their guns and stuff ready today. They know that they're going to have to help out.
Well, there's a question I've been discussing. I brought this up with Paul when I recently interviewed him. But there's a question I've been discussing, Kathy. Is it time for the average American to stop so much of the activism and worry more about adaptation rather than activism? What do you think?
Absolutely. And it is time for the normal family who's not into activism, who's not into figuring that you got to get your guns and go. But the normal family, it's time for them to prepare. You need 6 months of food, 6 months of water. They're going to cut this grid. For sure that is going to happen.
Well, I saw, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the website, and I apologize. It's not the SGT report. Oh boy, I hate this when this happens.
Yeah.
But I wasn't prepared to talk about this, but they're creating hunger zones. That was the point of what this article was talking about. It was Tyler Durden. What's his website?
I don't know.
Oh gosh, it jumped out of my head. And Tyler, I apologize here. I'm working on about 3 hours sleep with no nap. But Tyler talked about hunger zones being created, and he was right on the money with what's happening. So they're going to try to starve us into FEMA camps. That's my belief. They're going to attack the food supply.
That's what they've done.
And
And watch the water. They're going to attack the water. You know, he who controls the water, the electricity, and the food controls the world. And who has control of that? Who within 1 hour can take full control of the food, the electricity, and the water? That would be the UN. They are in every country in the form of charitable organizations and in the form of working with water to make it potable. They have control of the water and the food and the electricity in every nation. And God said within 1 hour the world would come down, and that's what's going to happen.
You probably get met with a lot of denial when you talk about this, don't you?
I get what?
You probably get met with quite a bit of denial from people
absolutely.
When you talk about this.
They don't want to hear it because it's something so hard for the mind to grasp that our own people would do this, but they do. Because we let the snakes into our government. We did it.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's the Kamala Harris, the Elizabeth Warrens, the Nancy Pelosi's,
Obama.
The Chuck Schumer's. Yeah, I know. I know. You know, Kathy, I have cited Trevor Loudon, who I absolutely love his work. And I cited Trevor with Enemies Within. And he went around and he interviewed front groups that were associated with the American Communist Party and the world's biggest terrorist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. And in those interviews, he got them to admit who belongs. Kyrsten Sinema, Senate candidate here in Arizona. You've got all the aforementioned people that I just mentioned, plus, as you said, Obama and so forth. Alan West, a congressman, he said there are 80 of them. That's what Trevor Loudon says. Cynthia McKinney, who I've interviewed, 80 of them, former Congresswoman McKinney. She says the same thing. When 10 people tell you you're drunk, you better sit down, because these people are right on the money.
That's right.
These people. Now, Kathy, here's the thing that just struck me. I did an interview last night with a dear friend of mine, and Paul Preston, and I sat down, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. The people controlling the Democratic Party have made an active decision to commit treason against their country. They're not just against Christians and conservative values. They want the country to fall because they want to be part of the New World Order. And it hit me like a ton of bricks last night that this is what motivates these people.
Well, and I think the bigger motivation is the money. that they think they're going to have during this time.
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. Yeah. I think it's part and parcel to the same thing. It's the wellspring of joint motivation here. And I think there's no question that this is what's going on. And anyone who's not seen Trevor Loudon's video, it's on Amazon Prime. It costs you $4.95 to rent it. It's well worth it. It's entitled Enemies Within, and it nails these people. They are absolute traitors. Kathy, when I write my article, sometimes I'll call them a traitor, treason, subversion against the United States. People go, Dave, you're being a little too much hyperbole here.
No.
And I said, did you see Enemies Within? I got the quotes. I got the quotes. That's exactly what they are. Wow.
You know, being politically correct killed this nation.
Yes, I agree with that entirely.
It killed it. And when I can't point my finger at so-and-so and say, you did this, then I have a problem. And if I can't tell the truth, I have a problem. Now, last night, which really makes me angry, because I knew I was going to be doing this show with you, and I wanted to be able to put it on Gab. But they took down Gab last night.
Do you think Gab is gone for good? Or?
I don't know. Gab sent me a message and said that they are suing and that they are working on this problem and that they think it won't be more than a few days that they're down. But I don't know.
For those of you that don't know, a lot of people will conduct business through Gab and they'll use PayPal like they do the other social forums. And because the man who attacked the Jewish synagogue used Gab, they used that as the excuse to deny Gab payment through PayPal, and that crippled them financially. And I'm looking at this, it'd be the same thing, Kathy, that if the guy drove to the church, to the synagogue, to commit these acts in a Ford, so therefore they're not going to have anything to do with Fords or anyone who drives a Ford. How stupid is that?
You know, there's a lot of stupid stuff going on today. There was a notice that came out, I believe it was from the AP, the Associated Press, and saying that that temple where they got hit yesterday, they are now saying to Trump, he's banned, he can't come there. Well, then the next thing I get is a notice saying that Trump and his wife are going tomorrow. You know, everything is, you don't know what to believe anymore. You don't know what's truth. But I do know what's truth on that in Venezuela, and we got big problems down there. That's where
our third world war will be.
That's where it will start.
What makes you say that?
Because there's no other way for them to get at us, because Canada's in the way on another end. Although Canada's more or less letting people know today they're going to let people come through. But there was no way to do that. When China put that port in Nicaragua, I knew we were done. I knew. And when we gave up the Panama Canal, when Obama gave that up, I said, oh, that's it. We're done. Because we can't stop nobody. They're going to come straight through now.
Well, not only that, let's just go up to Russia. Let's look at what Obama did in 2010. And people say, oh, Dave, you're exaggerating when you say they're traitors. No, I'm not. Listen to this. He suspended the F-22 overflights.
That's right.
And they said, oh, it's because of an oxygen uptake problem and it was bad for the pilot. Okay, I want pilot safety too. So why don't you substitute the 16s and the 35s? Well, they didn't do that. Our coastline was left undefended. I got this from members of the submarine patrol. They had routine submarine patrols off the coast of Alaska on the Bering Strait. And Obama serendipitously did away with that too. He said, nope, we don't need that. It's unnecessary. And then he started on the BRAC process, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. And what he did was he started closing bases in record numbers in Alaska.
Yep.
And they got active and they tried to fight against it. But Obama was determined to destroy the military infrastructure of Alaska. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he promised to make it easy pickings. And then the final thing he did was outrageous. He took 7 islands that were oil rich that Russia had given to the United States back in the 1850s, and there was no condition to give them back. And yet Obama did that. Not one dime was paid for all this oil. And these islands also held a strategic defensive position for Alaska against an invasion through the Bering Strait. And so every military advantage we had in 2010 with Alaska and Russia across Siberia, excuse me, across the Bering Strait, was negated by this traitor, Benedict Obama. I mean, I don't know how much of this you know.
And wasn't
Kathy,
it at
I,
the same time, Dave? I believe it was 2010, when you saw that big, huge drill. I don't know what they call that thing. And Russia was drilling a tunnel down under the ocean, and they used that thing and came all the way across. What do they call it?
Wow.
Remember when...
Oh, the Alaskan pipeline?
No, this thing goes in and it digs tunnels.
Oh, it's a tunnel boring equipment.
Yes, yeah.
And I know what you're talking about. And see, it's not a coincidence they did it there, Kathy.
Oh.
Because if you look at the purposes of HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and Dr. Nick Bedgich came out with this, he found the patents of HAARP through Eastman Kodak. And it says in there they can burrow nuclear power and cut through rock like it's basically Swiss butter. And they can cut through this, and they can move miles in days.
Mm-hmm.
And HAARP is designed to be able to see the Earth's tomography down below.
Yep.
Up to 2 miles deep, because we were worried at one time the Russians were going to do it to us.
Well, they did. They used that equipment, and they dug that tunnel, and they have that tunnel. It all comes on right up alongside of Alaska. So they can now go under the ocean and over to Alaska. Same thing in Cuba.
Go ahead, talk about Cuba.
Same thing in Cuba. And Cuba was being so quiet about everything that was going on. Everything. You didn't hear nothing come out of them till today. Now Cuba borrowed $50 million today from Russia so they could get weapons. $50
million. What kind of weapons?
I don't know. They said they were going to get parts and they were going to fix their stuff and then they were going to buy weapons and I don't know. But where do you suppose, Dave, where are 22 F-22s that they can't account for on that base in Florida where the hurricane hit? Where are those 22 F-22s?
Yeah, homegirl, where are you? I mean, it's a problem.
Yep.
Do you think there's going to be a predetermined signal to set off these wave of attacks?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. What form do you see this
taking?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to use. I don't even pretend to know that one. But there will be a signal given. And then I have always said, and I know I was right, because half of it's already happened. They got to destroy us from within first. They have to do it financially and physically. So they will release all of these hurricanes and these disasters, which is breaking our nation. There's no money. These cities can't even rebuild. And then along with these disasters comes disease. And if you notice, all of these diseases that we're hearing about now, like polio, it comes right after a disaster, so that they're timing it perfect from the CDC. But we know that they develop these diseases for release at just the right times. I mean, we have hoof and mouth disease back here. I'm surprised we don't have cholera yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
I'm sure it is, too. I'm absolutely sure it's coming. And there's no question. We're getting interference on this line here right now, Kathy, as we speak.
Oh, really?
I feel like I'm getting crosswinds from left and from the right, and I'm hearing little sheets of rain. and it's clear here where I broadcast in the rural desert north of Phoenix, Arizona. But I'm getting it. And let me tell you what else is happening. Kathy, you need to go up to my website and check this out. Back in late August, we had a microburst, and I apologize to the listening audience if you've heard me tell this to other guests, but we had a microburst, and we actually think it was a tornado. It did things like uproot a huge tree that was 15 years old in our yard. It took our trampoline that was sizable and threw it 75 yards through the air and smashed our pool fence. And our neighbors were out at 2 a.m. that night assessing the damage. Flashlights were talking over the fence. Well, I took the dogs back in. I fell asleep. My wife stayed out a little bit, and she noticed a few doors down that these guys weren't concerned about their damage. They lost trees and so forth and solar panels like we did. But up on their illegal extended garage, because it's too high for the neighborhood, it violates our covenant, they had these antenna. And my wife, the next morning at breakfast, says, you wouldn't believe these guys down. Pretty weird. They were only worried about their antenna. They're up there on the roof with their flashlight. And she goes, and here we got devastation below. How weird is that? So I went out and I said, well, let me make a note of that. And I said, what the hell is that? So later on, I'd take my son on an errand. We came back, and we stopped. We took pictures. I put it out, and let me tell you what the intelligence people tell me, Kathy. They say, Dave Hodges, they don't care too much about you. They want to know who the hell you're talking to and where you're getting this information that everyone's tuning into. And he said, those are microwave data gathering and microwave transmission. And I think they're messing with this show right now as we record this. But there's weird things going over. They have repair vans and trucks that don't have phone numbers on them. I mean, when have you ever seen that, Kathy? They want you to know who they are because they want you to call them for the business.
I've seen that right outside my door.
Well, that's my point. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. But, Kathy, that's what's going on with us. In fact, I tried to do an interview with Scott Bennett, former Army PSYOP to George Bush, and we tried four times. And then it got so bad that my phone couldn't call his phone and his phone couldn't call my phone. And that went on for days.
Well, you know, I told you about the system I'm using. I don't hear none of that on my end. It's clear as a bell.
Are you calling me stupid?
No, Debbie? I'm telling you that the system I'm using on my phone and my Skype is the same that Trump uses on his phone and his Skype.
Well, I may have to give this a try.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I feel sufficiently scolded, and I'll take a look at it.
It's called DEAF, acronym, period after each one.
Okay, so D period, E period, A period. Uh-huh. Is it deaf.com?
Deaf, as in can't hear, deaf.
No, but the website address, is it deaf.com?
Yeah.
Okay, very
and
funny, Kathy.
Also,
deaf as he can't hear.
I can't hear. Well, I can't hear. This is a problem for me. You know, you talk about what they can do to you. I was on the phone one day. This was already 2 years ago or 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I guess. And I was working with another researcher, and we were into some really heavy stuff. And we started talking back and forth on Skype. And they took my headphones and they ran a sound into my headphones that destroyed half my hearing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that, yes.
And I think it might even be close to the same type of thing they used in Cuba when they used it at that.
Oh, the embassy,
kind of sonic thing.
Oh,
that made me just scream. It hurt so bad. And then, a year later, we were doing some more research together. And they gave him a stroke, and that took his voice. He can no longer talk. Hasn't stopped him, though. We still get a lot of research done.
No chance of recovery, huh? What a shame. What a shame. And here we go. Still stay under attack. But anyway, Scott Bennett and I did speak today. We're going to do an interview post-election. Hey, Kathy, I got an announcement I've got to make, and I think you should spread this too, okay? Okay. Now, you know I'm always serious, so keep that in mind. The Federal Election Commission has decided that they want to limit voting place violence. So we know the election's scheduled for November the 6th.
Yeah.
They're going to allow the Republicans to vote on that day, November 6th. But they're telling anyone who votes Democratic to stay away until November the 7th. So the two sides are separated, and the Democrats can rest assured that their votes will count just as much as all the other illegals that they get to vote. So November 7th, after the election closes, the Democrats will vote. Now, I put that out on a YouTube, and I got Democrats writing to me saying, my vote might not count. I'm probably in trouble with the Fed. But
oh, that was a good one. Here I am, busily writing down every word you're saying.
I really did put that out. And to add insult to injury, I put it in writing on my website, too.
Oh, good.
And I had, you know, I love this movie that was just came out, Diamond and Silk. We went to the premiere, my wife and son and I, and laughed our rear ends off. And in there, they called the movie Dummycrats. And boy, does that ever fit. I had Dummycrats writing to me, say, how come I haven't heard of this? This is awful. Why do the Republicans get to vote first? Why don't we get to vote first?
Oh, God bless America.
Well, look, I figure if they can get illegals into California, get driver's licenses for them so they can vote illegally, we can change the voting dates on them.
I would think that'd be good. Truthfully, here in Minnesota, they have found out that the ones that went in to do their early voting on the machines, when they voted straight down the ticket for Republicans, the machine automatically is changing them over to Democratic votes.
Well, that's happening in Texas, too.
Okay.
So it's becoming a phenomenon. See, look, the blue wave is dead. It's evaporated. Doesn't mean they can't cheat their way to victory.
Yep.
And that's my greatest fear. Well, let's go back to Venezuela for a minute, okay? So we've got all these ships down there, and some have been identified. And I did an article on this. I went to the website, saw the guy's work, thought it was really credible, and I reported on it. And what they found was that the Chinese have their navy, and effectively we have our navy. And they're on different sides. I think the Chinese are on the east side of Venezuela, and the United States Armada is on the north side of Venezuela. And right now they're staying away from each other, but there are designs. In fact, I reported on this, too, on a YouTube podcast, that the Chinese were sending hospital ships into Venezuela on humanitarian missions. Kathy, when's the last time the Chinese ever did something humanitarian for anybody but themselves?
Never. And I found out today that Brazil has 6 Chinese bases in Brazil.
I've heard that, too. Which is why they tried to kill that Bolsonaro guy, because he may win that election.
Bolsonaro, easy
for you to say, but he's the Donald Trump of Brazil, and you know, family man, family values. To heck with globalism.
I think I'd be careful on that one, Dave. You know what? What came out of his mouth?
What's that?
He was doing a campaign speech not long ago, and out of his own mouth, he said, "The very first thing he will do when he is voted in as president, the very next day, they will attack Venezuela."
And why do you think they'll do that?
Everybody wants to fight over that oil now.
There you go. That's why the Chinese are there. The Russians are there giving expertise. Yeah. The Venezuelans had help from the globalists setting up their petro currency. Now, it's not petro like we call petrodollar. It's petro as in cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's that. Venezuela is a battleground. I wrote an article about 6 weeks ago on that. I said this could be the next Vietnam for the United States.
It's going to be worse than Iraq was, that's for sure. Worse than Iraq was. Because you have that ELBA agreement. And that ELBA agreement is signed by every country in Central and South America. And that agreement says you attack one, you attack them all.
Yes. Good point. Now, ELBA, is that spelled E-L-B-A?
A-L-B-A.
ALBA, okay. And I am aware of it. Of course, Latin America doesn't like us anyway. I mean, they had a meeting a couple of years ago, and there were two nations they didn't invite, and that was the United States and Canada.
Mm-hmm. And why is that? Because we go in and we strip their countries of all the gold and the silver they have in those nations. Platinum, we're taking it out of those nations like you wouldn't believe. And Canada's number one to do it. We're number two.
Well, I heard Canada's actually working through the Clinton Foundation.
That's right.
And the Clinton Foundation's making money hand over fist. They're like a third country in this deal.
And everybody wants to blame Soros for funding this mess. And he might be in the background, but who really is up front in this is Hillary Clinton.
And she, Soros is involved.
Yeah,
He's involved.
He is. That his money is. But it's Hillary Clinton. She's working directly with Zelaya, who's the president she had thrown out of the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mentioned I had a brief conversation with Scott Bennett today, and Scott told me something, and Kathy, I couldn't quote you the law, but Scott told me that when he was working in the Bush administration, that people came after him because of what he was doing with Iraq. They threatened to throw him in prison. And he said, why? What have I done? I'm just doing my job as advisor to the president. And they said, oh, because you're attempting to bring Iraqi citizens into the United States, and you are subverting the immigration laws of the United States. He found out at that time that there was a small, obscure law, and I'm going to go back and listen to the contents of our recording because we did it on Skype and it's recorded, and I'm going to listen to this law and I'm going to print this up tomorrow, because what Scott told me was this law can be used against the Nancy Pelosi's and anybody else who's supporting George Soros, can be used against Soros himself for subverting our immigration laws. They can actually go to prison.
Mm-hmm. But I'll be happy to see one. Just one of them. When I see Clinton go to jail for her treason, then I'll believe Trump.
Yeah, the boy is clearly a traitor. There's no question. Absolutely, positively, no question. But Kathy, what's disturbing, and I'll go back to Trevor Loudon's work again. We got elected officials in this country, in Congress.
That's right.
And these people are committed to the destruction of the Constitution of the United States.
They're committed to fascism. Everybody's looking at communism coming in here. But truthfully, what it is bringing in first is fascism.
Well, you could argue we've had fascism for a long time, because if you're Company A and I am a congressman, and you come in and say, hey, I need you to vote for this, and by the way, here's $100,000 for your reelection campaign.
Your lobbyists.
That's fascism. That's fascism right there.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So you're right. We've had fascism for a long time. But what's amazing to me is how this has now spread to the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump is a fascist when it comes to the military-industrial complex. Now, don't get me wrong. He's done great things for the economy and people in it. But his stance on IQ testing and what he's done basically is he's basically undermined the United States in every form of currency exchange, every form of data transfer. I could go on and on. I mean, he's cut the free trade agreements, and that's helped our economy. But I was reading this thing the other day, Kathy, where they were talking about comparing international education scores for international funding. And so here's how they do this. This is just so ridiculous. And Obama started it, but Trump should be stopping it. That the Chinese, the Japanese, the Vietnamese, they only test their top 10% of their students. We test 100. So when it comes down for economic prowess and getting awards and grants and holding the world's prestige for education, we test 100%, they test 10. Of course they're going to have the higher scores. They elect, they nominate their all-star team. Here, we have everybody do it. And that's just one example of what I'm talking about.
Yep, exactly. Now, there's one more thing I wanted to bring up tonight.
Okay.
Do you know what the Kalicki award is?
Yes, I have some awareness of it, but what's your understanding of it?
Well, it's a fascist award.
Yes.
And Merkel won it. And now she quit.
Yeah, what's the? Yeah, you're right. She's not running for re-election in 2021. So what's the deal behind this?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
Do you think there's a connection? Because I do. I just don't know what it is.
All dots connect. All dots connect. We
yeah,
just
that's
have to
true.
Find where the connection is. And what's really interesting to me, as I was reading up on all of this, they were talking about how the Germans are leaving their own country by the thousands.
So are we.
Yep.
That's because our upper middle class income tax policies are so bad. And Trump has changed some of that. But prior to Trump, Americans were expatriating in record
mm-hmm.
numbers.
And they're leaving over there because they can't get a job in their own country. And they are getting raped and beaten and whatever by all of the immigrants that came in there. So they're getting out because they're scared. There's nothing for them to do anymore.
You look at this border situation, Kathy. I get the feeling that you think that our entire culture is on the line right now. Is that true?
Absolutely. We are at war.
Let's talk about that.
It just hasn't been declared yet. We got people shooting at our soldiers on our own border. We're at war.
That's a pretty good indicator, but I think the war even extends beyond the military, because I think we're fighting for the traditions of our culture. Yeah. English is the dominant language, Christianity as the dominant religion, the Constitution is the law of the land. I mean, I listen, this isn't just about Mexican people and people from Central America coming in here. This is about people with Sharia law designs on this country.
Yep. And look at who's the number one leader. If he ever gets in office, and please, people, don't vote for Ellison.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were going to bring him up. Now, how's his run for the Attorney General of Minnesota going right now?
It's not looking good right now. The other guy's way ahead of him because of all the things that he's been found guilty of. Now they got him on tax evasion.
Oh, they got it. Okay, now I know they had him on abusing his girlfriends and so forth and so on, but now it's tax
evasion. Now it's
okay.
Tax evasion. And today he was making a speech telling everyone how they have to put Muslims in office now. Have to do that.
I don't mind a Muslim in office as long as it's a Muslim that supports my constitution.
Well, I think the office should be in another country somewhere. That's my personal opinion.
Well, I look at it this way. There are good men and women who are Muslims, love this country.
What is the number one goal of the Muslim faith?
Whether they are
fundamentalists or whether they are not, what is the number one goal? It's Sharia law. It doesn't matter if they're fundamentalists or they're nice as pie. Their goal is Sharia law.
And you think it's true 100% of the time?
100% of the time. Yep.
I think the mosques are dedicated to this. But I think there are individuals who live in this country who are Muslim who truly love America.
Well, I think there are.
And they don't want to see a change.
There are some of those. Yes, there are.
I know, because I know some. They talk to me. They thank me for what I do. And they like the live and let live attitude. But I do agree with you. Sharia law is hyper-aggressive. It is hyper-aggressive on its own. It doesn't seek coexistence. It seeks dominance.
We'll take that one step further. Brennan is a Muslim. What was his number one goal? He was trying to bring in Sharia law in the position
that
he had.
So was Obama.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and so was Clinton through her little lover, Uma Abedin.
Yeah. Well, and I think Clinton in her what do they call them? Burkies? No, that's
a burqa water filter. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. No, I'm not denigrating anything that's Muslim in terms of religious artifacts, but I do stand with the Constitution. First, last, and always. And any system that seeks to overthrow the Constitution is illegal on its face. Yep. It's illegal to overthrow the Constitution of the United States. That's our law. Doesn't make you a bigot. It just says this is what we've created here. If you want dominance of Sharia law or some other religious sect, then go to another country and practice it, because the law of the land here is the Constitution. Plain and simple.
Now, remember when I was on your show last time and we brought up the Catholic Church and how the Catholic Church seems to always get involved in these wars and these things that are going on?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yesterday, I learned that every priest, before they're assigned to another country, not necessarily in the United States, but to another country, they are trained by the CIA as assets. Every priest is a CIA asset.
Jesuits, that's what they call them. Yes, Paul Preston has talked about their role with Jerry Brown, the governor, in Calexit, trying to illegally break away from the United States.
Well, that...
And so, yes, I'm well aware of
that. Understand something else, because I'm a pastor. I got out of the Assemblies of God church because of some things that I started to notice that weren't too good politically. And I started to notice that every time I went to church, I could pick out the people who were FBI informants within the church, and they were always on the board.
I've seen the same thing in my old large church, and I saw the same thing when I was at Branson in Steve Quayle's conference. Yeah. I actually had a guy walk up to me, and we're going to have to close with this, but a guy walked up to me, Kathy, and said, "Dave Hodges, you think you're making any difference?" And I said, "I think that's for everyone to judge on their own merit. I'm doing what I feel is right. I sleep good at night. My conscience is clear. And I think God respects what I'm trying to do in his name." So I said, "Yes." He goes, "You're not making a damn bit of difference. And we're here to watch you fall on." And he said, "Fall on your face." Yeah. So we had the disinfo trolls there in Branson as well. By the way, that conference was fantastic. But anyway, Kathy, this has been so informative, and we're going to have to keep our eye on this. I have a feeling we're going to be following up on Venezuela sooner rather than later. But I want to thank you for joining us very quickly. Tell people how they can follow your good work.
Well, Gab is down now, so they can't. Unless you want to go over to Call for Investigations, and that is every Monday night. Monday afternoon I do those shows.
Okay, very good. Well, Kathy, thanks for joining us. You're always such a delight and such a treasure of information. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been listening to Kathy Rubio here on The Common Sense Show. We'll be right back.